بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers. Alhamdulillah, ثم الحمد لله. As we heard the announcement, and all of you are well aware that we are once again blessed with the great esteemed personality of Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. دامت بركاتهم العالية. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Mufti Saab's coming here. Allah give him more strength to continue the noble efforts that he is doing. May Allah accept it, grant him and his family afiyah. Alhamdulillah, we can see outside it is raining, and inside also it is raining with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we continue, I make a humble appeal to all our brothers sitting in the Sahan area also, come into the masjid inshallah, and kindly ensure that you are not obstructing any vehicle that wishes, any person wishes to leave, because we do not want to interrupt the program, inshallah. Inshallah, we commence tonight's Sira program with the Qiraat by Maulana Muhammad Mutala, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى صدق الله العظيم.
جزاكم الله. Inshallah, next we have Hafiz Sufyan Taylor, who will render for us a Naat Sharif, inshallah, in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Unke darbar aqdas unke darbar aqdas mein jab bhi koi ضمزدا گیا تشن کما گیا غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دھل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا ضبط صدقے ہوا ہوش قربا ہوئے ضبط صدقے ہوا ہوش قربا ہوئے دو جہاں عالم وجد میں آ گیا دل کو لذت ملی چشم پر دم ہوئی دل کو لذت ملی چشم پرنم ہوئی جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا تھے جو لینے گئے خود کلیمے خدا تھے جو لینے گئے خود کلیمے خدا فرق یہ ہے کلیم اور محبوب میں فرق یہ ہے کلیم اور محبوب میں وہ کلام اس کا لینے گئے طور پر وہ کلام اس کا لینے گئے طور پر ان کے گھر خود خدا کا کلام آ گیا ان کے گھر خود خدا کا کلام آ گیا بزم کونے کی جب بزم کونے کی جب سواری گئی آسمان و زمین میں صفے بچھ گئی آسمان و زمین میں صفے بچھ گئی انبیاء آ گئے مرسلی آ گئے انبیاء آ گئے مرسلی آ گئے مقتدی آ چکے تو امام آ گیا مقتدی آ چکے تو امام آ گیا ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا تشنہ کما گیا غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دھل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا ذکر ساقی کوثر سے اے ہم نشین ذکر ساقی کوثر سر سے اے ہم نشیں دل کو کچھ لذت و فرحت سی ملی دل کو کچھ لذت و فرحت سی ملی جیسے تسنیم خود سامنے آ گئی جیسے تسنیم خود سامنے آ گئی جیسے ہاتھوں میں کوثر کا جام آ گیا جیسے ہاتھوں میں کوثر کا جام آ گیا ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا تشنہ کام آ گیا غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا.
جزاکم اللہ الحمدللہ بی ہذا بیوٹیفل نعت شریف. Even the verses that were recited and the Naat Sharif, there were certain couplets there that alluded to the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was not just by the ruh, but even the body, physical Mi'raj that took place. And we see the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was an embodiment of excellence. And inshallah, we will hear more tonight, inshallah, regarding the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a very vast topic. Ulama and scholars have written volumes upon volumes regarding the various aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and beautiful lessons have been derived from the manner in which he ate, the way he's walked, his shama'il, his character, his noble conduct. He was a father, he was a husband, and he was a ruler. Various things have been discussed, his interaction with people, with the slaves, with the servants, with the workers, with ordinary people, with dignitaries. And inshallah, tonight we will hear the aspect of the ghazawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the battles that took place. And inshallah, we will learn from the pearls of Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. Inshallah, we call him to the
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in this Mubarak night, the night of Jumu'ah, we are in a Mubarak place, the Masjid An-Nur. And mashallah, in the Mubarak month of Rabi'ul Awwal, we will discuss various important issues. But by way of introduction, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So we know what is the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we study the Noble Quran, Surah 33, verse 56, this verse was revealed during the month of Sha'ban. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and His angels, they send salutations and blessings upon Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Ey iman walo, O you believe 89 times Almighty Allah has mentioned this phrase in the noble Quran. Two commandments, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Offer salat and salam upon the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even from here we can say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. So all that is totally acceptable and permissible. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding salam we know, but how do we offer salat upon you? You open Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. For tonight, the night of Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, and we know it is the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1441, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Increase the quantity and the amount of salawat and durood sharif you send upon me on the night of Friday, the day of Friday. From the day we were very, very young, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, in our homes we would hear the term durood sharif. If someone has to ask us what is the real meaning of durood sharif, what will we say? Durood is a Farsi word, my brothers, sisters, and children. MashaAllah, you are reading and read abundantly. Tonight, the greatest gift for the greatest of Allah's creation on the best night or the best day of the week. And that is Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you are a farmer and you have a bumper crop, you're going to sell that bumper crop at maximum profit in minimum time. So when we read salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we receive the maximum optimum reward in the minimum time. Hence the term durood sharif. So read again my brothers, durood sharif inshallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. If someone has to ask us, why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala send Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this planet Mother Earth? What will be our answer? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions, and the verse is enshrined in the noble Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي يَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bil Huda, with the divine guidance, with the divine radiance and effulgence, and the Noor, Hidayat. When we beg Almighty Allah in every unit of our prayer, every rakat of our salat, Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim. Our cars and vehicles are parked outside. We have park lights, we have dim lights, then you have bright lights. Nowadays the cars got intelligent lights, they call it. Whether we intelligent or not, but the car's lights are called intelligent lights. So Almighty Allah has blessed us with that Noor and that Hidayat. Then wa deen il haqq, the religion of truth, and there's only one. So what must you do, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, liyuzhirahu ala deen kulli, so that this Islam must prevail over every religion, every faith, every cult, every ideology. Wa kafa billahi shahida, and he Almighty Allah Jalla wala bears testimony, and the testimony of Allah is sufficient. He selected Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the greatest mission to bring about a revolution through the evolutionary process. Now let us see, last night we spoke about Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened prior to the Mubarak birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened during the time of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable birth. And we spoke about Ba'adal Milad in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, I want to discuss a different topic, which the media, we shy away from many a time. But the Western media want a toxic environment. And they want the people to know, Islam, we stand for terrorism as far as they are concerned. Islam, Muslims are the enemies of humanity. Islam is a danger for everyone's civilization. So this is the message they post out and they propagate and advocate. So we want to give you the true picture of Islam and the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let us start now. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrates at the age of 53 from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Tears in the eyes, Mubarak eyes of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Makkah, I spent 53 years here by you. أَفَقَدْ لَبِيثْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُورًا مِّن قَبْلِ. And now I have to leave you. إِنَّكِ لَأَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَيَّا. Lola akhrajuni mink ma kharajtu. I'm leaving you, O Makkah Mukarramah. I'm going in exile. But this was due to unforeseen circumstances. They tortured us. They persecuted us. If this did not happen, I would not have left you, O Makkah Mukarramah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Medina Munawwara. And what do we find? A coronation is about to take place. The coronation of who? Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He was about to be made the Amir of Medina Munawwara, the Prime Minister, the leader, the ruler of Medina Munawwara. And when he realized that now his mission will be unsuccessful, that is when the hatred and opposition of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started, Allah forbid. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara. The Muhajirin and Ansar, the term Muwakhat, brotherhood was established. And then all the communities were united in this, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the Amir. So, to bring about unity, solidarity in the rank and file of the population and citizens of Medina, that is what was happening, we find, in the first year of the Hijrah. In the second year, I want to take you in this program today, from the second year right up till the ninth year, and tenth year was Hajjatul Wida. See what happens in the Seerah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lessons we must derive. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions, some of them were wealthy, majority of them were paupers and very, very poor, and yet they undertook the hijrah, the migration to Medina Munawwara. So when the people from Makkah would go towards Sham and Syria, buying and selling, then they would go and pass Medina Munawwara. Abu Sufyan came, and the Arabs of Makkah, the Quraysh and others, they invested heavily in this. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we as the Muslims who were persecuted, tortured, and these people have confiscated everything of ours, we need to intercept this eve. Remember the term? We need to intercept this eve. We need to intercept this caravan. Lo and behold, Abu Sufyan got wind of it. And whilst he was returning from Syria, he went on a different route, alternate route, and he escaped. And his people, all of them also escaped. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's divine decree. No, we don't want you to intercept the eer, the caravan. We want you to prepare for the Nafir. We want you to prepare for Abu Jahl and company who are leaving Makkah Mukarramah. Abu Sufyan, not Muslim that time, he pleaded with Abu Jahl, I'm safe, the caravan is safe, there's no need for you to come. But Abu Jahl, he was Amr bin Hisham. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an and Amr bin Hisham. For both Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, and the dua was accepted for Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu an. Amr bin Hisham leaves from Makkah and he brings his army with him, approximately 1,000. When they leave Makkah Mukarramah, how do they leave? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They brought the women to sing. They brought the alcohol and the wine and the swine, and everything was going on. Victory is a foregone conclusion. And wives, they were coming. They were dancing, rejoicing, everything. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Oh brothers in Masjid An-Nur, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Tomorrow when you go for Umrah and you go to Badr, make sure that you go to Masjid Arish. That is the place where they made like a small tent and a place for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Jummah night, the night of Jumu'ah like tonight, Habibuna rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his mubarak hands, cried to Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, Allah man tuhlik hadhi al-isaba, lan tu'bad ba'd al-yawm. If these 313 perish, Ya Allah, Jalla wala, your name will not be taken again. The shawl mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to fall, on the verge of falling. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Thaniya's name, Siddiq Akbar said, Hasbuka ya Rasulallah, hasbuka ya. Enough, enough, we will be victorious with the help and mercy of Allah. The inspiration, the iman, the faith, the conviction of the Sahabas were fired up. They said, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not tell you what the Bani Israel told Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hauna qaidun. You go and tell your Allah to go, Allah forbid. You go fight, we will be the spectators. Nay, we will be with you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on your right, on your left, in front of you, behind you. Salma shi'ta, silsil man shi'ta, waqta'na man shi'ta. Ask us whatever you want. Join us with whoever you want. Cut us off from whoever you want. We will dice with death for your love, for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was Sahaba, the beloved companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friday, 17th Ramadan, Maidan e Badr sees what happens. Go today to Badr, and what will you see? You will see 3 kilometers away, look at the terrain, the sand and the land, and it's different. And look at where the Ma'rika, the battle took place, and you will see it is different. Look at Jabalul Malaika, where the Malaika descended. Till today you can witness the barakat and the rahmah of mercy and the mercy of Allah descending on that place. Lo and behold, the battle starts, and what happens? That Almighty Allah gives victory to the Muslims. وَلَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِهُ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. And Almighty Allah indeed assisted the Muslims. Despite their weaknesses, meaning in numbers, in equipment, as far as ammunition, everything, they were less. But they had imani quwwat, they had the du'as of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. End of the day, 70 mushrikeen and policiers killed, dispatched to Jahannam, 70 taken as captives, 14 sahaba radiallahu anhum became martyrs. Go learn about Badr and see what happens. When it is the full night, full moon, we call it Laylatul Badr in Arabic. So brothers, when we look at the full moon, don't just think of your honeymoon and your wife, think about Badr as well. What sacrifices were made, what tears came from the Mubarak eyes of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, we go to the third year of the Hijrah, the month is Shawwal. Now the Meccans, they wanted revenge. They said, we lost 70 of our Sanadi, the Quraysh, our leaders. We must avenge and take revenge against these Muslims. How can we allow this? They mobilized their people. And again Abu Sufyan, now he's the leader. Abu Jahl is already dispatched to Jahannam. So we find 1,000 of them came. 3,000 of them came, the non-Muslims. And Muslims, 1,000. So 3,000 non-Muslims and 1,000 Muslims. They went to Uhud. This is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam maqam, rank and status. Jabalu Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba, winning the battle, but Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the 50 archers, they at Jabal Rumat, you must not descend. But they thought the battle was over. And lo and behold, it descended. And then we see Khalid bin Walid, the master tactician, the master strategist. He never lost a battle. And when you see, he came from the back. And then Muslims suffered great losses. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak tooth was also became shaheed. The blood of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spilled there in Maidan of Uhud. Remember, this is a Nabi, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. When the arrows were flying in different directions, my brothers, do we know of Abu Dujana? What did Abu Dujana do? When we speak of ishq, when we speak of love, when we speak of adab, take this lesson of Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala. He says, I saw the arrows coming on from different directions on the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became a human shield. He says, I did not take my back and face the Mubarak countenance and Mubarak body of the master alayhi salam. It is su'ul adab, is bi'adbi and disrespectful. I took my chest and then I went against the Mubarak body of my master alayhi salam and I said, I am your human shield. Let all the arrows come upon me, but I will defend you and protect you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ishq, love in the thick of the battle. Adab, respect in the thick of the battle. That were the beloved students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hadith, authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidu Shuhada is who? Hamza bin Abdul Muttal. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu wa shaheed. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Remember many, many sahaba and awliyaullah are shaheed. But we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe, during the month of Shawwal, in the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Mubarak Chacha and paternal uncle of the Master alayhi salam, is the leader and the greatest martyr for all times and all places. That is why we have to understand. Today they say, Islam is good, but militant Islam we don't want. Who is militant? Islam says, wherever you go, you first invite towards Islam and call towards Islam. And thereafter, if they don't want to embrace Islam, it's fine. La ikraha fid deen. There is no compulsion in religion for the non-Muslims. But if you want to stay in our land, in our territories, then you pay the jizya, the tax, and everything of yours is protected. Your wealth, your honor, and everything else of yours, your dignity, everything protected. And that also you don't want, and then you invade our countries as is happening today. We see occupied Palestine, we see occupied Kashmir, we see occupied Afghanistan, we see occupied Iraq, we see occupied Syria. And openly they tell you, this is not a holy war, it's an oily war, we want the oil. So who is the aggressor and who is the victim? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. Now they said, we go to the next year. And that is the fourth year we find that the Jews from within, that they were the troublemakers, Banu Qurayza. And they said that yes, we also must be treacherous and cause harm to the Muslims, because now their numbers are increasing and so forth. So anyway, the munafiqeen and hypocrites of the Muslims join them, and we find that Almighty Allah revealed Suratul Hashr. Suratul Hashr is for this battle that took place in Rabiul Awwal and in the fourth year of the Hijrah, known as Ghazwa Bani Qurayza. We should learn all this. Why do we learn our Islamic history? Our Islamic history we learn so that we inspired, motivated for the future. We learn our Islamic history so then we do not repeat the mistakes of the past in the future. We learn our Islamic history because our Islamic history is unique. It was not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-e haqqani and ulama-e rabbani, the true ulama. And the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. Our Islamic history is unique. So nevertheless, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba surrounded their forts 20 days and told them, now nothing will come into you, so you better surrender. And then they expelled them from Medina Munawwara because of their treachery that they committed right there in Medina Munawwara. Despite agreeing initially, when they were, all the agreements were made, contracts were made, that yes, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the leader, but they were treacherous in that, hence the expulsion took place in the fourth year of the Hijrah. Fifth year of the Hijrah, all the groups, today what the West says, we have the international coalition. So this is in the fifth year of the Hijrah, the coalition. The munafiqeen and hypocrites said, yes, we must assassinate, Allah forbid, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mushrikeen of Makkah said the same. The Jews in Medina said the same. All of them signed the pact. They went to the Kaaba Musharrafa and they said, fine, we will form the coalition. Quran calls it Ahzab, Ghazwatul Ahzab. Study the Seerah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 27 ghazawat, where the Master alayhi salatu salam himself participated, and 50 saraya. Saraya is singular, saraya is plural, where the Master alayhi salatu salam dispatched the sahaba, sent the sahaba. If you go to Jordan, go to a place called Mu'ta, and there you will find Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu's mazar mubarak. You will find Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu anhu's mazar mubarak. You will find Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu's qabr mubarak. So that you call saraya. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them. And they became shaheed. And then Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the amir. He saved the day for the Muslims. When he entered Medina Munawwara from Mu'ta, from Jordan, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the title, O Khalid, you are Saifullah, you are the sword of Almighty Allah. Nevertheless, in the fifth year of the Hijrah, now learn about this. They dug the trench, and it is called Ghazwa-i Khandaq, it's called Ghazwa-i Ahzab, and Almighty Allah, Surah 33 is mentioned, Surah Ahzab. The enemies were well prepared. One aim, to defeat the Muslims, assassinate Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid. Salman Farsi radiallahu and the Persian said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us dig the trench. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own Mubarak hands, participating, Sahaba reading poetry. Some Sahaba came and they said, Ya Rasulallah, abject poverty. We are so hungry. We are so thirsty. They even tied one stone on their belly. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his kurta mubarak on that occasion and showed the sahaba, I am Khatamun Nabiyeen. I am Rahmatul Alameen. I am the most beloved to all Matiallah Habibullah. And the Master alayhi salam raised the kurta mubarak and showed two stone on the Mubarak belly of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To show this ummah, if you want victory, then sacrifice is required. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam could make dua. But to show this ummah, you have to set a precedent. And that is why Allah elevated the sahaba's rank so much. Nevertheless, divine intervention came. Winds came, so many other things happened, then the non-Muslims took flight and they ran away from there. Again, the Muslims were victorious, and on that occasion, today, we have munafiqeen and hypocrites in the rank and file of Muslim. Today, we have people who are apologetic. This hadith in Bukhari Sharif. On that occasion of Ghazwa-i Khandaq, the trench, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now our tactic changes. نَحْنُ نَغْزُوهُمْ وَلَا يَغْزُونَنَا. We will wage offensive war against them. It will no more be a defensive war. So in Islam, we don't only allow defensive war. Remember, we advocate and propagate offensive war as well, if and when the need arises and the conditions are fulfilled. Let's go now in the 6th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1500 Sahaba. They came in the state of Ihram. And lo and behold, Khalid bin Walid is there. Still not Muslim. Abu Sufyan is there, not Muslim. And today when you go from Jeddah, from Medina towards Makkah, you will see Shumaysiyah. The board showing you Shumaysiyah, that is Hudaybiyah. Go to Hudaybiyah, you will see Masjidul Hudaybiyah. Go to Hudaybiyah today, you will see the well there as well. So the enemy said at that time you cannot enter. 1500 Sahaba in Ihram. 6 years they have not seen the Baytullah. Their hearts are palpitating. We want to perform Umrah. We have not come for war. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was fired up. And anyway, the Sulah and the peace treaty took place. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, why must we accept all this? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we will be victorious. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. Allah revealed the verse. Very soon you will be victorious. Nevertheless, 7th year came. Then they performed the Umratul Qadha in the month of Zulqa'dah. And the 1500 Sahaba did that. 7th year of the Hijrah. Oh Ummah, today, last week Thursday, I was still in Madinah Munawwara, Alhamdulillah, Jummah also. Last week Thursday, we had Salatul Istisqa. Salat for rain, day in Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara. We know in South Africa, Africa, certain parts of the world, we need the rain. We always muhtaj and in need of the mercy of Almighty Allah. So I want you tonight, it's Laylatul Jumu'ah, it's Rabiul Awwal. You need to do this, O Ummah. O esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Surah 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, envelope us in your mercy. Apni rahmat mein lapet li, ya Allah. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. We need your mercy every second, every moment, O Almighty Allah. So beg Allah for His mercy. وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَ. Allah called His rain His special mercy. Then read the dua Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made on the minbar. Raise His Mubarak hands, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. Allahumma aghithna. Then Quran Sharif mentions Surah 71 verses 9, 10, 11, 12. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara yursili samaa alaykum midrara. O Ummah, when you make true istighfar, we beg pardon and forgiveness from Almighty Allah, then Allah will send His mercy and His rain, and Allah will bless you with wealth and children. Allah will grant you Jannatul Firdaus and the streams and rivulets of Jannah. Say Ameen, at least we see Jannatul Firdaus and we enter there. My brothers, Muharram, 7th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, tomorrow, la'u'tiyanna raya, I will give this banner and flag to that personality, may yuhibbullaha wa rasulah, wa yuhibbuhullahu wa rasuluh. He loves Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Almighty Allah jalla wala and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam love him. Every sahabi is waiting. Sayyidina Umar says, that day I really wanted Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam must call me. The Master alayhi salam said, Aina Ali, where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? They said, ya Rasulullah, he's there, his eyes are paining. So call him. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, applied it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Never ever did he have problems. Take this banner, and now you will be going to Khaybar. My brothers, now with this new system, when I was there last week, so I met people with Umrah visa, they went to Khaybar. I'm appealing to all of you South Africans and whoever you are. You're going for Umrah, you're going to Medina Munawwara, is 150 kilometers away. I've been there long time ago. So you should go to Khaybar. And you will see the forts. You will see where the Jews were. That was their headquarters. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is one title, Fatiha Khaybar. big, huge, huge door. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu himself dismantled it. Remember, this was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's great contribution to Islam. Do you ever think of our children, of our flowers of Palestine? When the flowers of Palestine and the children of Palestine walk against the apartheid regime of Israel, what do they have? They don't have arms. They don't have ammunition. Remember, they want to starve them to death. But in the right hand, they have some stones. And inside, they have iman. And then the battle of Khaybar motivates them and inspires them. And they tell the apartheid regime of Israel, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. Cry to Allah, ya Allah, Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Ya Allah, protect the haramain sharifain, the enemy's eyes are there. Allah matahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin. Ya Allah, liberate majid al-aqsa and Palestine from the apartheid regime. These children were just stones in their hand, iman in their hearts. They dice with death in what they say. O Jews, remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. Today we are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will liberate this Palestine. That is what inspiration, motivation comes to them. Where our children? Our children are busy with the PlayStation, busy with the intelligent smartphone, busy with sending emails to females, and that is our life. So brothers, there's much more to life. Asia of the Hijrah, Kaya Palatgya, the whole status quo changes. They were treacherous, the Meccans, the Quraysh, of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Abu Sufyan came on a SOS mission. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us renegotiate terms of reference. No. You broke it, so we coming. 10,000 Sahaba mobilized, organized. Then Sa'd radiallahu anhu was fired up. He went and entered before Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Sufyan was there. He said, today, O Abu Sufyan, al-yawmu yawmul malhama, aaj boti boti kar denge. Aaj tumhara keema kar denge. We can't forget what you did to Bilal radiallahu anhu. We can't forget what you did to Sumayya radiallahu anhu. We can't forget what you did to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was Sahaba. They were fired up. The Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. And then Abu Sufyan comes. Oh, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Sahaba are saying these words. The Master alayhi salam said, no. Al-yawmu yawmul marhama. Today is rahmatul alameen. Is the day of mercy and compassion. Now the Arabs are pleading for mercy. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching humanity a lesson. Yesterday I told you in Phoenix, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's youth mubarak by the African lady Ayman Baraka radiallahu anha. After the demise of Sayyidina Amina, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Baraka Ayman, she took the master alayhi salatu salam to Makkah. It is Ramadan. It is 21st of Ramadan and 80 of the Hijrah, Zuhr time. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, "Ma tarona anni fa'ilun bikum? What you think I'm going to do?" They said, "You are Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem. You are so generous and honorable. Your father, grandfather, grandfather, everybody called generous. We expect something generous. Fine. Go, antumut tulaqa. I give you amnesty." Abu Sufyan is not Muslim still. Man dakhala bayta abi dara abi Sufyan fa wa amin. You enter the house of Abu Sufyan, you have amnesty. You enter here, you have amnesty. But the status quo is changing. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and the African Muazzin, the minister of finance of the Master alayhi salam, go to Babu Sagheer in Damascus and you will see written on the wall, Muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the minister of finance. They, the Sahaba, some of them, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam going to enter the Kaaba Musharrafa. Oh Bilal, you're not entering immediately. What must I do? It's Zuhr time. We have to teach these Arabs a lesson, and a lesson for humanity and posterity. You, the African Muazzin, Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African Muazzin is told to climb on top of the roof of the Kaaba, the only personality to have that sheriff and honor. He renders the adhan, the Arabs, fair, fair in complexion, looking on top. How things have changed. How the status quo has changed. We were the custodians, the siqaya, the zamzam was in our hands. The rifada was in our hands, feeding. The sidana was in our hands, the keys of the Baytullah. We're losing everything today. The African Muazzin is on top of the Kaaba. But Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the keys. Sahaba took the keys away from them. The Master alayhi salam said, no, give the keys back to them. To the Banu Shaybah family, khalidatan talidatan, inna allaha ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha. هذه الآية نزلت في جوف الكعبة. This ayat was revealed inside the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. They said, what? This is Islam? The same time they all embrace Islam. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. That Bilal bin Rabah, who was tortured in Batha Quraysh, today he's on top of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And you see that thereafter there were pockets of resistance. In the end of Shawwal, beginning Zulqaada, this all happened in Ramadan, there was a pocket of resistance in Hunayn. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. Sahaba are 12,000, and the enemies are 4,000. And they said, we will beat them. Subhanallah, these were people who are master marksmen. Suddenly, the battle was going to be lost by the Muslims. But Almighty Allah gave them victory. And said in future, do not rely on your numbers only. Put your reliance on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Are we prepared to forgive anybody? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave the Meccans. It was not Fatih Makkah as far as territory and land goes. It was Fatih Makkah as far as the hearts go. To win their hearts and to take Makkah back into the hands of Islam and Muslims, my brothers. Ninth year of the Hijrah. What do? Then after Fatih Makkah, you have Hunayn. After Hunayn, there were pocket of resistance in Taif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif, defeated them there as well. That same Taif where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went the first time, they pelted the Master alayhi salam. The tears of the Master alayhi salam rolling down, the blood of the Master alayhi salam oozing out. When Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam returns, a person comes. He gives water and grapes. What is your name? He says, Addas. From where are you, Addas? He says, I'm from Ninwa. He says, Ninwa, my brother is there, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. He said, what? So he said, 100% you're the Nabi of Allah Jalla wa Ala. He kisses the Mubarak blessed hands of the Master alayhi salam. Oh Ummah, when you go to Taif, don't just go look at the hotels and the trees. Go and visit Masjid Addas. Till today it's there. Go and visit Masjid Ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah Ibn Abbas, one of the greatest mufassirin and commentators of the Noble Quran. The biggest masjid there. Subhanallah, these are Sahaba. When Abdullah Ibn Abbas janaza salat was read by Muhammad bin Hanafiya, then ja'at hamamatun bayda, a white bird came and went inside the coffin. Sahaba said, we tried everything, nothing. And lo and behold, they buried him with that white bird. Ulama commented and said, Abdullah bin Abbas, lam yahtalim, was not even baligh. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed hajj and the demise took place. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him, Allah ma'allimhu ta'wil. Teach him the meaning, interpretation of the Quran Sharif. He becomes Ra'isul Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran. His a'mal saliha, his good actions, took the shape and the form of a white bird and went away with him. These are Sahaba. So anyway, so that battle took place. 90 of the Hijrah, the month of Rajab. And what do we see? It is bumper harvest, bumper crops. The Arab Peninsula already in the fold of Islam. But one pocket of resistance there in Tabuk. I went to Tabuk, and by plane, if you go, it takes you today 1.5 hours. By plane. Midsummer, 50 degrees. You will have to travel for days and days, and there is no logistical support. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who is going to give some support? Sayyidina Usman, 100 camels. Another 100 camels. 300 camels. Last week Friday, I was there in Baqi. The police were not there. And we speak to Sayyidina Usman. As-salamu alayka ya dhan-nurayn. As-salamu alayka ya khalifata rasulillah. As-salamu alayka ya Usman, amir al-mu'mineen. Man anfaqa ma lahu fi ghazwati tabuk. Can you forget these personalities? He extended Masjid Nabawi on the southern side. He took 1,000 coins of gold, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spun the gold coins like this and said, "Ma darra Uthman ma amila ba'd al-yawm." Nothing can harm Uthman after today. That is Sayyidina Uthman's contribution. So Sahaba, 30,000 of them, Mustadrak Hakim's hadith. They left their harvest, they left their dates smiling in their faces. No, we're going because the Master alayhi salam said, we have to go, every able, capable male has to go in that 50 degree heat. And some of them walking, some of them on animal camels, some of them different mode of transport. When you go to Tabuk, you will see the exact place where the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed salat and so forth. Rob, awe and fear overtook the enemy. One last point I want to raise here. Sahaba are contributing for Ghazwa-e Tabuk. Surah 9 verse 79. Remember this. If you belong to Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, remember this. Some Sahaba, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu and others, substantial contribution. Some Sahaba, few dates. Munafiqeen, hypocrites were there and they said, those of you coming with big, big contributions, remember Mura'in, you're just showing off. You come with this 2 kilos, 1 kilo, half kilo date, you waste the time of people. So anything you did, you were a target. When people attack the integrity, when people attack and criticize and castigate the students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah jalla wala came to their defense in the battle of Tabuk. Surah 9 verse 79. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم. Those who criticized the Sahaba, who contributed, when they contributed substantially they object, when they contribute a small amount they object. فيسخرون منهم, they mock the Sahaba. Allah's reply, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock you, and Allah will dispatch you straight to Jahannam. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Therefore, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, study the ghazawat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and look at the role Sahaba used to do, play. They should dice with dead Khalid bin Walid to Rustam. إِنَّمَا إِيَّقَوْمْ يُحِبُّونَ الْقِتَالَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَا تُحِبُّونَ الْخَمْرِ. Go open Mishkat Sharif. I have with me such people who love to dice with death. How you love your wine and your swine. Oh people who listening and you might not be belonging to the Islamic faith, I leave you with this thought. I sent it out even today. And inshallah, if you go to our Markaz Sahaba website, you will find we started that for every day in Rabi'ul Awwal. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, both websites have been updated. Markaz Sahaba, MarkazSahaba.com and mine, MuftiAKHussain.net. And you will find every day in Rabi'ul Awwal, inshallah, every day of the year, we will update it and inform you what took place. So my brothers, we should know what has happened, because when we learn our history, we'll be motivated for the future, inshallah. And always make sure we promote, advocate and defend the honor of the beloved Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We have 2 minutes left, inshallah, we'll make dua. Then 10 to 8 is azan, 8 o'clock is jamaat, inshallah. So we don't want to upset that. We thank all the group, mashallah, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas is sitting in Turkey, I think, and all the other brothers of Capital Group, and mashallah, all the esteemed radio stations, and all the listeners, our Imam, Mawlana Naeem Mutala, and all the trustees here. May Almighty Allah reward all of you. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Let us make dua for the Haramain Sharifain. Make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. Make dua for the Ummah. Make dua for our beautiful country. We know there are many, many challenges. Allah Ta'ala make everything easy for us. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين